And right now on the fan line, the second Jackrabbit to make it into the majors, just did it last week. He's with the Washington Nationals, Blake Treinen. Blake, congratulations getting into the bigs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. 10 days ago, where were you and when did you find out you were being called up?
Well, I was in Syracuse and, you know, we were on the road at, I'm trying to think of the name, Scranton Wilkes-Barre up in Pennsylvania. It was like 11:30 at night. I just got off the phone with my fiance and I was sending her a text goodnight and couldn't even finish the text. And I got a call from some random phone in Florida. And I was trying to think about, like, who the heck could this be? And the guy answers, and he's like, hey, Blake, it's Skip. And all I could think of was, like, who the heck is Skip? And I didn't even register that as, like, my AAA, you know, manager. And he's like, hey, pack your stuff. You're going to Atlanta tomorrow. So it then it hit me. I was like, oh, it's Billy Gardner Jr. So, you know, it wasn't like a, you know, long, drawn-out or, you know, elaborate story of, like, you know, telling someone they're going to the big leagues, but probably because it was such short notice, but found out at like 12 o'clock, I want to say Friday night, and then flew out Saturday for Atlanta to meet up with the team.
So did you finish your text message to your fiance, or did you have to end up calling her, or how did – I'm assuming she might have been the first person that you contacted after you found out that you were going to the big leagues?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I sent her a text as soon as I got on the phone, and I said, hey, I got to call you real quick. I got some exciting news. She's like, whoa, what the heck happened? So I give her the call, and I tell her, you know, I can't obviously talk too long, so I have to call my family, a couple of close friends, and then also my agent, and just kind of fill them in on the details. So, and then obviously talk to our trainer and get the flight schedules figured out. But, you know, it was exciting, a lot to take in. Nerves were a lot less than I thought they'd be. I thought I'd be jumping through the roof. I mean, I'm obviously excited to be here. It's, you know, a dream come true to be a part of an organization like the Nationals, let alone, you know, make it up into the big league club. So
what did the Nationals tell you the reason why they brought you up? What were they looking for out of you?
Well, you know, in the spring training, I kind of got pushed into the bullpen role, and then as the season started in AAA, I went back to starting. And since I was starting, I had innings built up, and the bullpen had been used a little bit over the week prior, and they just needed somebody to come in and eat up some innings out of the bullpen. So right now I'm just trying to go out and do my job and give them some innings to save some arms on the bullpen so they can obviously go 162 games plus this year.
Well, you've got two games under your belt, four innings. You've given up four hits, four strikeouts, one walk. Let's see, ERA. What's your ERA? Oh, it's zero right now. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I've been getting myself into some trouble regardless. I haven't been able to get ahead of hitters as well as I hope. But, you know, it's always good when you can put up a zero. And, you know, got a good defense behind me. It's pretty – I'm a ground ball pitcher, so it makes it easy for me. You know, if I get behind, I still trust and rely on that sinker or keeping the ball down to get an easy ground ball out. So, you know, it's fun. Absolutely, got some improving and some learning to do. You know, just take it day by day, but it's definitely been an experience, and just try to keep things rolling.
What was your anxiety level when you get out to the mound for the first time and you realize, looking up, that you're in a Major League Baseball stadium? Do you have to step back off the rubber and compose yourself and think to yourself, I'm here, I've made it?
You know, this is where people probably, you know, call me crazy. I was actually really reserved and relaxed, like I should be here, and I've done it before. I think spring training with the group of guys that they have, they're all just so welcoming and inviting to make you better as a player. That, you know, when you're out there with them, it just feels natural again. I think that the part that hit me the most was probably the run from the bullpen to the mound. Which kind of reminds me of Major League when they show, you know, shots of Wild Thing at night and kill those guys. All the people and the bright lights behind home plate. Like, that's what the cool part was for me. But once I stepped on the mound, I only see the glove, you know, and pay attention to who's in the box, and I just, you know, go after them. I didn't really get caught up into the emotions of it all. I feel pretty relaxed when I'm out there, so that's a good thing.
You're wearing number 64. Where did that come in?
That was the number I was given in spring training.
You had no choice?
My dad loves it, though, because he was born in 64. So he's like, hey, that's a great number. Like that. Brutal number. And then he's like, hey, I was born that year. I was like, all right, I guess I can let it slide.
You're 6'5", but you're not the tallest pitcher on that staff. Of course, Strasburg, he's 6'4". You got Blevins, he's 6'6". You may have the tallest pitching staff in the majors.
Yeah, you know, you got Ross Detweiler, me. Craig Sam is not short by any means. Strasburg, hey, Doug Fister. I mean, you got a lot of tall guys over here.
Who was the first guy that you sought out when you got into the clubhouse? Were you looking for, were you looking for management? Were you looking for Strasburg? I mean, who was it that you had to see first when you got into the clubhouse?
You mean like as in spring training or as
when you arrived in Atlanta?
Probably Aaron Barrett. He's a guy that's made some pops to mind this year. He's done some fantastic things for the organization and on the mound for the club. He's a 40-man guy. I played with last year in Harrisburg, and we kind of were like the last two like young guns in spring training. We become good friends over the last year and a half. So I was trying to find him and just kind of ask him, hey, what should and shouldn't I do? Like, I don't want to be stepping on eggs around here. And so I found him, but then he comes up and congratulates me. And he was the unfortunate part behind things. He had to go down, but he'll absolutely be back here. He did fantastic. I don't think he's given up a run since spring training started.
Mm-hmm. What happened last night in Miami? Strasburg just did not have it, did he, last night?
They just were swinging. You can't. Sometimes that's just how baseball goes. You can't really, hang your hat on one game by any means. There's probably multiple reasons that people can go out there and say this is why this happened and that's why this didn't happen. You just kind of move on and go to the next game. It's a beautiful thing about baseball. You play 162 games and you play, pretty much once a day. So can't really dwell on what happened in the past.
Have they told you how long you're going to be up with the big club? Is this just a cup of coffee to get your feet wet, or have they told you their plans for maybe the next few weeks, Blake?
I don't really know, and I try not to worry myself with that. That's kind of something I'm just going to take day by day. If I start worrying about, how long I'm here, or how short I'm here, or, who's coming behind me, I don't think that's healthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take it day by day and just go out and do the job that's asked of me throughout the day, whatever the situation calls for.
Have you had a chance to talk to Caleb Thielbar yet?
He sent me a text whenever I got called up, but I haven't had a chance to actually reach out and call him back. So you guys will have to tell him hey for me when he's on later today.
He was in last night. He got a couple of hits against him, but his ERA is still pretty good. I mean, he had a great year last year.
Yeah, he's a fantastic pitcher. It's great to see that he was able to come back and then just soar to the top with the Twins. That's the kind of pitcher that we all saw when we were in college, and then obviously he's taking it above and beyond that even. So it's great to have him up there representing the Jackrabbits, and I'm still privileged that I could follow in his footsteps.
Hey, Blake, a lot of us here in Sioux Falls, you got Jackrabbit fans, even just regular baseball fans, we're all pushing for you. We wish you the best, and do your best, and we wish you the best, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
Blake Trinan, number 64, Washington Nationals, the second Jackrabbit to make it into the bigs.